USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs, revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline, and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. Another of President Biden's executive orders this week was mandating face coverings on all federal property. Hours later, the president gave a speech at the Lincoln Memorial without a face mask. A spokesman for Biden said, "There are bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time." Australia is introducing a world-first law to make Google, Facebook, and potentially other tech companies pay media outlets for their news content. The proposed news code is seen as a possible global test case for how governments could seek to regulate big tech firms. USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Check 1-2-1-2. Microphones are on their way to the Red Planet. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The atmosphere on Mars is much thinner than Earth's and contains more than 95% carbon dioxide. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
When you call someone classic, it's a nice way to say they're old. Classic quarterbacks Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers will face off Sunday to see who's going to the 2020 Super Bowl. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he's always been a fan of football and Tom Brady.
I've always been a football fan, and I grew up wearing out a VHS tape of Super Bowl highlights. And as a kid, you dream about playing in Super Bowls and playing in big games and what that would feel like. And getting the opportunity to play Division I football was a huge dream of mine. And I remember the first moment I stepped on that field as a starter. It was a special, special feeling. And the same feeling you get when you step on the field as a starter in the NFL, and then when you take your first snap as a playoff quarterback and get to the Super Bowl for the first time. A lot of special moments. This is just another one of those special moments in my career. It's great, obviously, fodder for media outlets. There's just so many great storylines, and there always are. I mean, that's the NFL. There's so many great people and great stories to talk about. Obviously, Tommy's had an amazing career. You know, his legacy is one of so many wins and so many accomplishments. And I've been a fan of his for a long time and enjoyed the few times we've gotten to play. I remember when I heard the news about him coming to the NFC, I thought this was a real possibility. And I'm excited about the opportunity to play against him one more time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.